Hello, my name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day. Not too long ago, I had the pleasure of traveling to the site of ancient Ephesus in Turkey. What was a major center of culture and commerce in Paul's day is now rubble and ruin. And even still, it's incredible to walk the ancient streets and stand in the theater and imagine Paul and those first century Christians walking in the same places. There's a stark contrast in Ephesus because all throughout the city, etched in ancient blocks, are symbols of the cross. But standing right next to them are statues and temples honoring Roman gods. It's a collision of worlds, much like we are experiencing a collision of worlds today. But there was one particular moment that struck me most of all. Above a large stone arch leading into the marketplace, is an imposing relief placed by Caesar Augustus. On its face is an engraving in Latin. When translated, it reads, "Emperor Caesar Augustus, Son of God, High Priest, President, Supreme Sovereign." And I'm sure you can hear the abject blasphemy in Augustus's self-proclamation, something common to the Roman Caesars. But as I was standing there looking at the boasts of a man long dead, I couldn't help but be moved by the powerful irony. For the Gospel of Luke tells us that in the days of Caesar Augustus, in a little town called Bethlehem, a baby was born. And there in Luke, we hear the angelic declaration: "The child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." And truly, he was no ordinary baby. He was Emmanuel, God with us. So let the emperors of the ages boast with blasphemous vanity. Only Jesus is the incarnate Son of God. Caesar fancied himself the high priest of a pantheon of false gods, but there is only one God, and this one God has appointed the only and final high priest. From Hebrews chapter 15. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." Jesus, the Son of God, is the high priest appointed by God. It is Jesus' joyful purpose now to bring us before heaven's throne. What Caesar was ever able to ascend to heaven's throne all on his own? None. Only Christ. Yet the imperial boast is that Caesar is the supreme sovereign. Perhaps Caesars could govern in an empire, but even that was fragile and faded. Conversely, Jesus eternally governs all the vast reaches of the universe. Again, from Hebrews chapter 1, he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he, Jesus, upholds the universe by the word of his power. There is no higher sovereign than he who ceaselessly upholds the universe by the word of his power. What can man command to exist? Even his greatest cities fall ruin with time. How great the vanity of the kings of the earth! Emperor Caesar Augustus, Son of God, High Priest, President, Supreme Sovereign, now dust, stripped of every title. And one day, when the risen Son of God appears in glorious majesty, even Augustus will bow his feeble knee, as we read in Philippians 2. God has highly exalted Jesus Christ and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So despite the claims of government, despite the promises of politicians, let us never forget who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So let us lay aside our vanity and bow to King Jesus, the Son of God, our High Priest, supremely sovereign over all the universe. And one day, perhaps, I, perhaps you, will be struck by another irony, that because of Jesus, I have now lived 10 times longer than that Roman relief ever sat atop the Agora Gate in Ephesus. My name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day.